Chad. Didn't mean to holler back at you, but did you get a Marshall's text message?
Mark that down. Take that down to number to 7 on the count. 7 on the count. KO4NUE.
Okay, buddy. Y'all take care. We'll talk at you later. Additional check-ins or additional comments from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks checked in with us tonight. I'll submit my net report and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 62 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Hope all of y'all have a very, very Merry Christmas. And hopefully I'll get to talk to you maybe one more time before New Year. So hope y'all have a Merry Christmas and be safe. And hope you get everything you want everything you get. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. Come back tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. And we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. JBQ, Larry, you still around?
K4JBQ here.
Double check. I put some new batteries in this desk mic. I wanted to make sure it was working. Number one. Number two, I hope you and Donna have a Merry Christmas. You all ready for it?
Your mic is working excellent. Don't know what the snap, crackle, pop is tonight. But maybe it's just the atmosphere, as they say. And thank you for the good wishes. Yes, we are. Let's put it this way. She's wrapped all her gifts, and I've wrapped all mine. And I think that's, at this point, Donna has most everything she could desire. That's the way she puts it. And I have more than I need. So we wind up having to ask questions, in the month leading up to Christmas week. And it used to be that I would wait until Christmas Eve to do my shopping. I've done that so many times. Oh, but, the world has changed, and that's not even possible today. To expect that you could find what you wanted in a brick and mortar. And anytime you order online, there's always the shipping delay. But I think we're well fixed to enjoy a nice Christmas. Donna has two goddaughters in New York State, and we work together on a couple of jewelry boxes for those little girls. They're 9 and 12, I believe. And she got the neatest little jewelry boxes, and she got them a charm apiece to start a charm bracelet. This was on their mother's advice. And it was a lot of fun doing that. It is a lot of fun to make a gift. I'm not sure that any Christmas has gone by since I was an adult that I didn't make something for somebody. That's always a pleasure for me. KK4JBQ.
You were mentioning the popping on the repeater. I don't know what it is, but boy, it was really bad when I first started the net. I was watching my S meter, and it would go up, and then it would go down, and it'd go up, and then go down. Don't know what was going on with the repeater, but I'm glad it's gotten straightened out to a point where at least we can get the net in. Making a present for Christmas, I enjoy that. That is a whole lot of fun. And it means a whole lot more when somebody takes the time to make something and use it with their hands and their minds and the God-given abilities to put something together like that, yeah, to me, it just means a whole lot more. You know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy or you know, anything expensive or anything like that. It's just the fact that they took the time and the effort and had the thought to put that all into practice and get it all put together. That really means a lot. I'm sure those two young ladies will really enjoy the jewelry boxes, and they will enjoy even more, I'm sure, the charms that go on the bracelets, because they can keep adding to that. They can keep adding to the jewelry, to their jewelry boxes, too, but they'll wear those bracelets out and show them off.
Well, I have not met them in person, but they are just darling, both of them. They're both active in sports, and the youngest, a little redhead who favors her dad's side of the family, just had a meet where she came out number one best of all, or best all round, or something like that. And you ought to see the pictures that her mother took. Donna showed me all the pictures, of course, that come through on her phone, and she can't wait to rush it to me and show me. Well, it means a lot to a childless couple like Donna and me to have young ones in our lives. And there's no better time to enjoy your children, I suppose, than Christmas time. And it comes around every year. That's the great thing about it. You know, you enjoy their successes, you know, as they grow up and go into the working world and find security and happiness in their own marriages. You've probably witnessed that with your children. But Christmas comes every year. And you can probably remember, can't you? Christmas is when your children were at home, and you probably have some memories that will always be with you.
Larry, you know, we have always enjoyed Christmas around our house. When boys were young, we really enjoyed it, had a lot of fun with that. But the worst thing about children is they grow up too quick. Our little grandson, or one of our grandsons, I think Joy said he's going to turn 15, or turn 15 in September. I don't remember if it was 14 or 15. But I looked at his dad and I said, son, you getting old. He said, no, I'm not, Daddy. He said, I ain't never going to catch you. I said, well, that's true. I said, but look how old your son is now. And he said, I didn't know he'd grow up that quick. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, before you know it, he'll be gone too and out on his own. And, may have a wife or may not, may have children, may not. You don't never know. You just raise them to the best of your abilities and enjoy them while you got them. But Christmas time and birthdays, we always made a real big deal about birthdays around here. Told the kids that, you can do pretty much anything you want to do and have anything you want on your birthday as long as it's reasonable and it's not against the law. So they were pretty good with your birthday.
Charges. If it were me, I'd be rushing some toroids up to the to the tower. But I don't know. Well, I don't know a thing about it, because even as I served on the executive board, we were denied even going up to the repeater location. Sort of like Area 51.
I have been up to the repeater site, and matter of fact, I was part of the crew that raised the antenna up from 350 feet up to 450 feet on the tower, and that took a lot of doing, but we enjoyed it, but it does get real windy up there, and you got to remember that tower is 900 feet tall, and that our antenna is up 450 feet on that tower, and that's above the ground, so wind up there gets to blowing pretty good, and you got the wind coming up the mountain, and it may swirl right there on top, but before it starts down the other side, or it may come straight across. You don't really know which way the wind's going to come from, but that could definitely be part of the problem with wind blowing the antenna around.
We'll know more about the how the weather might be affecting it when the winds die down during the calm, perhaps tomorrow, late morning or something. But this happens. In my recollection, it's happened not frequently, but it's happened several times that we'll get this kind of, sort of like popcorn popping. It's not a regular thing, and it'll slow down and then pick up again like you witness when popcorn pops. Everybody uses, it sounds like bacon frying, or it sounds like, other things, just to associate it with something else. But this sounds like popcorn popping. Yeah. You talked about Sophie earlier, and I'm glad that you gave us all a report on her. I can't connect the issues that she had with the, I don't know if you're calling it a tumor or what, but and the teeth extraction. That seems like a, I don't know how many teeth a dog has, but that sounds like a lot.
Larry, the dogs have, Joy told me yesterday, because the doctor told her they've got, 47 teeth or something like that. I don't know that. I can't remember the number exactly. But they were going to pull five to start with. And once they got started pulling her teeth, they kept found some others that had some infection in them, and they went ahead and pulled those as well. Terriers, she's a little Yorkie. Joy's in there hollering at me. I can't remember what she's saying because I can't hear her. She's a Yorkie Papillon mix, and they're bad about having bad teeth. Joy said Yorkshire Terriers and Dachshunds are the worst. While you're here, how many teeth do I have? Yeah. 44 teeth there, Larry. So now we both know.
More than we have. I think we have 32, don't we? If we have all of them.
I don't know how many we have, but I know the dentist has probably put a filling in just about all of them. at one point in time or other.
Yeah, that's it's a necessary nuisance to keep up with something that takes attention three times a day. And, you know, that's what's recommended, that we brush after every meal. So maybe more than three times a day for some folks. Yeah. comment something about Chad's good fortune, his crazy luck to get 10 cables when he ordered one. But then he turns around and he's willing to give the rest away. I don't mind saying, we don't know who's listening to this, but I don't mind saying that Mr. Hightower shows himself to be quite a generous individual every time you look around. KK4JBQ.
ABQKI4DOS. Well, he really is. He's a super fella. And, well, you know, you only need one of those cables to go between your computer and your radio. And if you wanted to keep one for a spare, you know, that's okay in case something happened to it. But most of the time, if your station's set up like mine and all my cables are behind the desk and between the desk and the wall, if nothing gets back there and bothers the cables, they'll last from now on. You know, unless you might have a short circuit or something like that and it causes them to catch on fire or something of that nature. But, you know, as long as they're not bothered, they should last a good long, long while. And so, you know, it shows how big his heart is. You know, he's willing to give these other cables away to other hams to help them further their interest in the hobby. You know, they may need that cable so they can do a packet or, you know, whatever. I don't know, FT8. But I don't know what all that cable enables that radio to do. But old Chad does have a big heart and he loves helping people, and he's made that statement himself several times. But actions speak louder than words, don't they, Larry?
Absolutely. And you don't know who's standing back there watching. You just don't know. And so someone with a big heart and a natural inclination to give of themselves have no worries. You know, you don't have to remember the other thing. I once heard that the biggest problem you have if you tell a lie is to remember that you the lie that you told. And if you're always telling the truth, you don't have to worry about anything. That's true. Yeah. Well, as you probably can imagine as well, others who would have a windfall like that would be quick to package them up individually and post it on eBay and sell them for a couple of dollars off the regular price and just clear them through, you know? That's looking for, well, I have a brother that would do that. And rather than speak bad of someone that I don't know, my brother's still alive, bless his heart. I haven't talked with him in a dozen years, I guess. And it wasn't a good conversation. His name is Gary, too. And so, but he's that kind of business person, looking for every angle and turning every trick. When I lived in Richmond, I think I lived there for about 6 years, we were about 2 miles apart, and I was always helping him with his business, you know. And I saw some of the most unorthodox, might I say, illegal things going on. And he did this just as a matter of course because nobody could catch him doing it. And I think, you know, if you live like that, it will eventually catch up with you. If not here, in the hereafter. KK4JBQ.
Okay, I tend to agree with you on that. you get some folks, they tell a story and then and then they can't remember what they told, so they got to tell two more to cover up the one that they told to start with, and it always just gets miserable and goes on and on and on. So I hate it when people do that, but unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to control that. We try to listen the best we can and talk with them and see if we can help them anyway, but that's all we can do. There again, I hate it. And you're right. If you tell the truth, then you don't have to worry about it, and don't have to worry about anything else. Which is good, and I would much rather not worry than say, well, what did I tell him last week? scratching your head, and you don't know what you said and what you've done and that sort of thing, but I agree with you. But I hope everything's going well with you and Donna. You said y'all are all ready for Christmas, and Joey and I are pretty well set. Can't complain about anything. We probably wouldn't if we could.
Yes, it's good to have things together before Christmas Eve. As I said, I've went a number of years just waiting, just waiting till the last minute, and that's never good. Can't wait till the last minute anymore. I don't know how many more minutes I've got. anyway, wasn't it marvelous to hear Walt check in? I know that everybody breathed a sigh of relief and felt a little joy in their heart when they heard Walt speak. I've been concerned about him.
I was glad to hear Walt check in. He checked in on the side bandit. I got to hear him on the side bandit before he checked in with me. But it was good hearing him after what Chad said about him the other night on Monday night on the net. And, Walt had a sore throat for well over a week, and I'm glad that it's getting better. And he's able to talk again and get on the radio and get on the air. Because I know he misses it when when he's not able to do that.
This was a serious infection. He picked it up from an inhaler that he uses for some purpose. And, those things, if they can, I don't know what you do to sanitize them or whatever you can do. Maybe nothing, I don't know. But just like those CPAP machines that people are plagued with, I know they serve a purpose, perhaps, but they require a lot of sanitizing, and so you don't have upper respiratory infections. Just really glad to hear Walt. I have missed his voice, and wasn't it nice that someone who didn't know that Walt didn't call the net last night called in and said, in a very complimentary way, said how much they were doing something else and had to miss the net and missed Walt's calling the net. I hope he heard that. KK4JBQ.
DOS. I did hear that, and Marshall made the comment. He wasn't able to get into EchoLink last night, and he didn't know either. So there was two comments made that, they missed Walt on the net, which was a good thing. You get used to somebody calling the net all the time, and, like I call the net, what did I call it, Saturday night. For Chad, it was his rotation, and he had a family function to go to, and he asked me if I'd pick it up for him, and I said, yeah. And several people commented, I thought it was Wednesday night. I said, oh, it's Saturday. You just have to put up with me two nights this week.
You know, we should pause and be thankful that we are so blessed with the people who are willing and have such talent. I will call it talent to call the net. It's more than just going through the steps it takes to call the net. I think people enjoy the way you call the net. If you remember a long, long time ago, when Donna first heard you call the net, she said to me, she says, "You know, Larry, that's a real gentleman." And I don't think a woman can pay a man a greater compliment than honestly saying, "That's a real gentleman." Well, as I said, we are blessed, just abundantly blessed, with people who have personality and the talent to make it interesting, make it informative, stick to the script, but go off script when it's, you know, when it's appropriate too. It's not only informative, the net, it can be a lifeline to people. I know Chad talks to me about the net up there in Tryon on the thermal belt, 2-meter net. And there are people in their 80s, a couple in their 90s, that consider that a contact with others that they wouldn't otherwise have. And if anything goes wrong, you know, they are confident that they have someone within easy reach. And that's a real service. KK4JBQ.
It really can be. There's a few folks that we used to have on this repeater and this net that I miss. I haven't heard them in a good while. I've called a couple of them. KA2AXQ over at Pickens. I called him and talked to him. And he's doing well. He just doesn't get on the radio much anymore. Richard and Sally and I can't remember their daughter's name off the top of my head for some reason. KA3JCA, KA4JCA, and I can't remember his daughter's name. But I called him one day and talked to him, and the last time I talked to him, he was doing well. Of course, I haven't talked to him since, oh gosh, I don't know, it's been a long time now. But I need to get off my backside and pick up the phone a little more often, Larry. You know, there's a lot of folks that, like Fletcher, you know, he was in a wheelchair and he really enjoyed the radios and checking into the net and that sort of stuff. Couldn't do a whole lot else, and you know, it means a whole lot to them. So that's one thing that I enjoy about it. You know, I don't get on here as much as I could. But a lot of times I feel like I'm too busy. You know, I got other things to do instead of sitting in front of the radio. But I've got to get better. I don't have to. I want to get better about picking up the phone and calling some of the folks that we don't hear it as often as we used to.
I know Chad has an acquaintance who is, invalid, cannot drive anymore and cannot get around very well. Checks into our net every night. He's over 90, and I think of him every time he checks in. I think how full of life his voice sounds, and how chipper he sounds. And he probably makes an effort. He makes an effort to sound chipper and happy about checking into the net. Or maybe it's that he really, you know, has waited and anxiously waited for his opportunity to check in. It really is a service to people. It really is. And talk about Fletch. I do miss him so much. He was, the thing that I remember about Fletch is how jovial he always was. He seemed to have a light, happy heart. And I'll always remember that about him. And it is not hard to talk well about that gentleman who isn't with us anymore. Not hard to talk well about him at all. He is missed. KK4JQ.
KK4DOS. You're absolutely right, Larry. There's a whole bunch of folks out there that are that way. You know, just before AKG, Mr. AK Gray was that way. He was always had a smile on his face, and you know, he'd cut up and carry on with a bunch of garbage sometimes. But he liked Fletcher and some of the rest of them. You couldn't meet a nicer fella. I could go on and name names and keep on. I got a long list of folks that are that way. And, you know, they seem to have an inner peace about them. And, you know, they know who they are, and they, you know, they just happy and just full of life. And that's the way I hope I've come across sometimes. But that it was just a remarkable comment from Donna. She's a special lady. She's very sweet. And miss getting to see y'all at the ham fest and this sort of thing, but we don't have them. Maybe one of these days things will get back to normal and we can get back to visiting like we would like to. But other than that, Larry, I'm going to have to jump off of here. I got to run in here. Joy's got to give the doggie some medicine. And kind of takes two hands. She's got a syringe that she's got to try to get the dog's mouth open and put the syringe in there and squirt the medicine in. But the dog don't want to stand still, so I hold the dog. So I'm going to go help her with that. I hope you and Donna have a great evening and wonderful rest of the week and a very, merry Christmas. And I'll be looking forward to talking to you again real soon, and I'll tell you Happy New Year later. So, y'all take care, and we'll stay safe and straight for now. KK4JBQ, KI4DOS. DOS, KK4JBQ, 732 Gary.